Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Greg Manorino, Sunday, July 7th, 2024. My newest segment of Markets, A Look Ahead. And people, that's exactly what we're going to do. However, we're going to look back just a little bit so we could get ourselves on track. Look, all of this is unfolding pretty much exactly as we have said it would. With that, we can expect certain things to occur moving forward, and this is a fact. So there's no speculation here. We are using facts, which we called ahead of time, all right, to align ourselves with what's coming and what we can expect moving forward. And that means keeping ourselves on the right side of this global economic freaking freak show. Let's start off with this. If you do subscribe to my free newsletter, this is in your inbox right now. And if you do not subscribe or have not yet to my free newsletter, first of all, it's really free. There's no catch, all right? And if you don't, you're missing out on a lot of stuff like this. So in the description of this video, there is a link. I hope you subscribe. Anyway, so I want to cover this with you. Let's start off with the title. Do you notice a common theme here? Let me show you something. Right there, you see the bottom? That's the last three trading days. Record high, record high, record high. Now, I want to read this again. So below is a snapshot, which I just showed you, of the last three trading days post-market videos. Now, do you notice a common theme? Obviously. Record, record, record. I believe, in fact, I know for a fact, this is not speculation, that this trend for the market will continue, as long as a few things continue as well. All right, let me just go on here. Okay. I believe this new trend of the market will continue as we now enter a new phase of hyper debt. Debt is the only mechanism being used. The relentless pulling of more debt into the now from the future by central banks who are responsible for running the economy, the financial markets, the financial system, the monetary system. As long as this mechanism continues, and we can see this in real time, people, again, this is the MMRI, again, free to everybody, link in description of the video. This is from this morning. Do you see this trend? This downtrend with regard to the MMRI. This means that there is a hell of a lot of debt buying going on. I wonder who's buying all the debt here. You and I are clear on this, okay? What is the goal? Tell Greg Manorino one more time, please, okay? What is the goal of every single central bank on earth? Exactly, to inflate, to be the lenders and buyers of last resort. And that's the only thing that is fostering this illusion that we are in right now. So again, this is an awful lot of debt buying here by the Federal Reserve in this case, because this uses the MMRI is very simple. It utilizes the U.S. 10-year yield, because it's the benchmark, and the U.S. dollar as a unit of debt in a neat little equation to come up with this number. And I've color-coded it all for you so you can see what's going on here. Now, this trend, in my opinion, is going to continue at least up until the presidential selection. So what this means is you can expect, okay, here we go again, record high, record high, record high, record high with regard to the stock market. You know, when I say these things, I'm not conjuring this up out of nothing. The stuff that I come out here and discuss with all of you is based upon my, and I have to say this, relentless research and studying of the market. Nothing I say is not based on facts, what is actually going on. Okay, now we've watched quite a phenomenon occur as of late with regard to the U.S. debt markets being bought up like there's no tomorrow, because the fact of the matter is the tomorrow that is coming is going to be vastly different from what we have today. And understanding the mechanism, again, of massive asset purchases, debt purchases, currency devaluations, artificially suppressed rates by central banks, not just the Fed, that this mechanism is going on and it's leading to a slaughter, a global slaughterhouse. Okay, the world economy is cratering. People, don't take my word for this, please. At its fastest pace we've ever seen. Meanwhile, we're having debt surge higher at the fastest pace we've ever seen in history. And people are sitting back here doing nothing about it, taking no action, because that's what they want. You have to understand. The mainstream media must extort control out of you. That means taking over your mind, not allowing you to think. Inflation is rising, and it's this fault because of this person, it's the fault of that person. Again, anything to keep you from looking in the right spots. Again, this is central banks who, again, issue the currency, create this debt out of nothing here. The environment of inflation, it was never temporary. It was never transitory. You and I called this out since day one, and it's not going to stop. All the nonsense that we're seeing as of late on the mainstream media. Oh, inflation is getting better. It is not getting better. By their own numbers, it's getting worse. And it's going to get much, much worse as, again, central banks continue to inflate. Let me show you something here. Okay, this is from this morning, Trading Economics. This is the LEI, Leading Economic Indicator Index. What do you notice here? These are leading. In other words, projecting where we're going. Do you notice a trend here as well? Do you notice a trend here? The faster that the economy free falls, again, these are leading economic indicators predicting what the future is. Okay, you're not going to be a rocket scientist here. Much worse moving forward. So whatever we see here is going to get monumentally worse. And the faster that happens, people, let me go over this again. As long as this trend continues, and I believe it's going to. In fact, I would be willing to bet, and I am betting, that this is going to continue. Well, the more record highs we are going to see for this stock market. And let me show you something else real quick. This is a headline off of Market Watch. This is this morning. So stock market's upcoming earnings season may delay an overdue pullback for the S&P 500. Do you realize that we've gone straight up for like 6 weeks with regard to the S&P 500, the broader market? Again, we don't get normal pullbacks anymore. We don't get corrections anymore. And why? Why is that? Massive asset purchases. It's in your face. It's right here in the MMRI. This is the Fed buying all the debt. Not only is the Fed buying debt, they're issuing debt. You know how this works. How does a central bank... If you're new here, maybe you're going to learn something. How does a central bank get into the market and push rates lower? It has to create cash out of nothing, add digits to a screen, click, 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 in whatever amount they want to. So that's how they issue debt through one door. The currency is nothing but units of debt. You don't even own it. Again, you go out every day. You work for the privilege, think about what I'm going to say, to borrow that cash from the Federal Reserve. You don't own it. It's owned by the issuing central bank. It's not only is it owned by the issuing central bank, you owe it back to the issuing central bank plus interest that they create out of nothing, and you have to pay tax on that. Imagine anyone shocked who created that system. Well, some very twisted individuals, honestly, who realize how they can rig the system against everyone and benefit by themselves, obviously. So again, central banks create this cash out of nothing, add it to a digital screen, then they have to get into the market and buy the debt. And that pushes bond yields lower, opens up a doorway for cash to make its way into the stock market. Bam, record high, record high, record high. And the faster the economy free falls, the higher this is going to go, the more debt that they buy. Does that make sense to you? And the more currency devaluation, people, look. If you've been with me for any length of time, and I've discussed this to the point of nauseam. In fact, I was probably one of the first guys to explain this, I think, honestly. Maybe I'm wrong on this, but I don't know anybody else. Central banks have been on a mission to destroy the purchasing power of their currency. Why do you think, for example, the US dollar has lost 98% of its value, of its purchasing power since the inception of the Federal Reserve, since the inception of central banking. This is deliberate. It's slow. It's methodical. And people have no idea as what's happening. It's the boiling frog syndrome. And the reason why we are seeing this global inflationary event is because central banks are sucking the purchasing power out of their currency, and they're not stopping. They are not stopping, none more so than the Federal Reserve. So what do you want to do about it? I mean, we could sit here and talk about all this stuff. Let's back up just a moment, okay? What we have is an environment of extremes. I've covered this before. Extreme distortions, okay? No correlation whatsoever between the stock market and the economy, okay? It's just not going to stop anytime soon. These distortions with regard to the disconnect between the economy and the markets, the disconnect between any kind of real price discovery mechanism behind what the markets are doing and the economy or everything else in between, it's going to stay the way it is. In fact, it's going to get much, much worse moving forward. Distortions across the spectrum. But these distortions are going to correct. What's happening here, again, is this hyper cycle of debt. And I wrote about this again in this paper here, where I wrote specifically, as we enter a new phase of hyper debt, because that's what we're seeing here, a new phase of hyper debt is going to create greater distortions, greater disconnects between any kind of reality in the markets and everything else. But that is opportunity, okay? And that's really what my job is here. I consider it my job to, my shirt's getting all twisted here, my job to keep all of you ahead of the curve. And I think together we have done one heck of a job. We've called this market to the letter. With regard to other assets, gold, silver, commodities across the board, cryptocurrencies, and the stock market itself. As long as this trend with regard to the MMRI continues, we're buying all the dips. All the dips across the board we're going to buy. Because again, we have no connection to reality. We don't get pullbacks. We don't get corrections anymore. Nothing. It's all about easy money. And I'm here to tell you, straight out, that the next individual that is selected to be the U.S. president is going to play right into empowering the Federal Reserve much more than we've already seen. Again, the last three presidents have more than doubled the debt. Every president before them, take them all, and then take the last three, including the current Biden. Okay, I'm going to be nice. No, I'm not. Bidenstein, okay, Frankenstein, sitting behind the Resolute desk, have done more to destroy the United States of America than every president before them combined. And they've done more to empower the Federal Reserve, bringing them right to the top of that pyramid. And that's going to continue moving forward. Excuse me. After the presidential selection, we're going to see massive, massive asset purchases by the Federal Reserve, more debt issuance by the Federal Reserve, a weaker dollar as well on a grand scale. So if you think you've seen the worst of the economy and you believe whatever you want to believe right now, your compass is way, 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 way off, meaning you need to take action. We cannot allow the system to destroy us. How do I say this another way? I've been saying this for the millionth time. By weaponizing their own system against them, again, taking advantage of everything that comes our way, realizing that this market is going to be artificially propped up until it isn't. And again, we don't have to guess. We have the best tool on the face of the earth to gauge market risk, and that is the MMRI, and it's free to you, to everyone who has enough brain cells to use it. Link in the description of this video. Along with my free newsletter. Look, I benefit nothing, zero, from all of you out here utilizing the MMRI, utilizing my newsletter, or even this blog, okay? It's just free information, so take advantage of it. You understand? I really hope so. Anyway, we got this down, people. I just want to show you this one more time. Leading economic indicators in free fall. This is not going to stop. Not going to stop. And this is a phenomenon around the world. Debts and deficits hyperballooning. Imagine our shock. You and I have been so far ahead of the curve on this, it can make my head spin around like the freaking Exorcist, okay? Are these extortions in this market are out of control. The disconnect between any kind of reality and the market is out of control, but it's being fostered deliberately by central banks, in this case the Fed, maintaining the illusion of the market. Oh, the stock market's at all-time high. Record high, record high, record high. Last three trading days alone. But you and I have been calling this and it's been happening. Oh, economy must be strong. Oh, absolutely. It has to be because there's a correlation here. No, there is no correlation anymore. And you all know that. What we're going to do, you and me, is not change a damn thing. Okay? Betting against the debt. Becoming our own central banks. Gaining exposure to commodities. My favorites of all time. These are not commodities, although this is real money. Okay? You know that. Gold. Silver. Real money. They've been real money for thousands and thousands of years, and no central banker is going to tell us differently. Okay, they're going to try to convince you again that what you're seeing with your own eyes is not happening, like inflation is getting better. Inflation, that's the main theme that we've been seeing lately from the mainstream propaganda ministry. Okay, turn it off, because it's not real. It's a psyop. It's a mind screw on a grand scale. And what we can expect people moving forward, again, is a new phase of hyper debt moving forward, which means these distortions are going to get much, much worse. Much higher inflation moving forward. More currency devaluation moving forward. More asset purchases by central banks on an epic scale. So it's time for what? It's time for what? For you and I to take action, to continue what we've been doing here, buying the dips across the board until the MMRI tells us differently. And I will keep all of you way ahead of the curve on this. We're going to keep buying. We're going to keep buying. And the eventual meltdown that was going to occur in the debt market first, and then obviously affect the stock markets around the world, is going to be a moment in time that people are not going to forget for centuries. Cash is just going to bleed out of the debt market, putting pressure on stock markets around the world. And cash is just going to move from one set of assets into another, into massively suppressed assets. Gold, silver, commodities across the board. You know that. And also, I believe cryptocurrencies. I believe this. That's what we're going to see. Understanding how cash moves through the markets is not a hard thing. You're not going to be Greg Mannarino or some stock market guru. You don't have to be any of those kinds of things at all. You just have to have a basic understanding of how cash moves through the markets. And in this environment, it couldn't be more in our face. Realizing what's happening here, the setup, the deconstruction of the current economic situation only to issue in a new system. This is what they're doing, people. And no one's been more on top of it than you and I. This thing that we've created here, this blog here, this is not just my thing, this is our thing, people, and we've turned this into a phenomenon. And it's getting bigger, and I really... I'm hoping we get more people on board here with this because, again, we got each other's backs. And to me, that's more important than anything else, that we look out for each other. We unify. We realize who our enemy is, what they want, and what they're trying to extort out of us. What they're going to end up doing is vastly reducing. This is going to sound crazy, what I'm going to tell you, but I think a lot of you understand what I'm about to say. A vast reduction in the population of the world. We are going to see that. This is all about control. A smaller population is much easier to control. You understand? There's going to be a revolution. Unfortunately, it's going to be a violent one when people take to the streets. And I think, unfortunately, that's what they're trying to do. Push people towards a violent revolution. We need to take down these central banks, people. And there's... If we could really come together as a people, if we had a real leader, which we're not going to have, okay, they're all puppets, who work for the Federal Reserve and not you. You may think they work for you, but they don't. It's all deceptions. If we could do that and we could take down just one central bank, and we could do this very simply, prevent the Federal Reserve in this case from issuing one extra dollar of debt, the Federal Reserve implodes, takes every other central bank down with it, and we win. Sure, there would be a massive transitionary period here, and it wouldn't be fun. But if we could take back the monetary system, then we can win. Otherwise, we will continue to lose on an epic scale. I hope you got something out of this video. I want to hear from you. Please share it. Please get it out there. You got something out of this? Give me a thumbs up. I'd appreciate that. It allows the algorithms to pick up the video. It's up to you people. Do you think this is important? Do you believe people need to hear this stuff? Well, that's where you come in. Share the video. Get it out there. Comment here. I promise to read the comments. People, we will see each other in the morning as usual. I hope you have a great rest of your day. Until we meet again, please take care of yourselves and take care of each other, okay?